parasha we have, parasha of Kabbanis, parasha of the Kmidim, Zafim. But it says, Ba'al-Eles HaBagda Shela Oilas HaTam B'Tasos Eila. So Mishma is out from here, Mishma is Vachim, Karakatadir. The Gemara learns out from here the concept of Tadir Shainai Tadir Tadir Kaidim. That Tamidim is Kaidmin Musafim. Yes? Tom, you bring twice a day. The Musaf you bring every Shabbos, every Yantiv. And Musaf Shabbos is Kaidmin Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Musar Shchaydish, Kain of Musar Shana. Before I forget, my air conditioner, my wife made a request that when they turn on the air conditioner in the dining room over there, they should just put on 16 and leave it because, like, it could be freezing. Like,
it's better to be cold than hot.
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't have to be freezing. So she made a request that it shouldn't be on 16. It should be regulated, that it should be whatever, pleasant, but it doesn't have to be freezing. No. Now, the question is the din of Tadr Shein Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Yeah? Is that a din attacking Kadima, Tadr Shein Tadr Tadr Kaidim? Or it's also a din in the Chiyah? You only have one. You only have one, and Shaila is to do with the Tadr one, the non Tadr one. Do you go with the Tadr one that's more frequent? It's like this. So quickly, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that Ner Beisai v'Ner Chanukah. You have Shabbos candles or Chanukah licht. Which one is Adif? Ner Beisai Adif Kishon Bayis. Ner Beisai v'Kiddush Hayayim. Ner Beisai Adif Mishum Shalom Bayis. You like pick up the. Ner base of a kiddush, ner base of adif shalom bayis. What about ner chanukah kiddush, which is adif? Do we say kiddush is adif because it's tadir, and ner chanukah is adif mishum b'sum enisa? Then the Gemara comes out, ner chanukah is adif mishum b'sum enisa. Okay. Now, we should have a shayla like this: Rosh Chodesh Teves, Chalayis b'Shabbes. Rosh Chodesh Teves, Chalas B'Shabbos. So you have three Sifrei Torah. Shabbos, Hanukkah, and Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So, the question, which of Torah do we do? Torah says, we do Ner Zecharia, which is that Torah, which has to do with Hanukkah, because of Suma Nisa. And you don't do a Shema and Kisi, which is that Torah for Rosh Chodesh. What?
Zok
Taisis. Yeah, so why do you do Ner Zecharia Mishum Suma Nisa and not the Aftar Rosh Chodesh? Now, that's what Taisus says. Now, Taisus says, but we read Shorish Chodesh first because of Tadir. But if you can, only one of Taisus, then Pesumanis is other. So the Mvorin Taisus, that Batsim, the Tadir plays a role even when it's a child of only one. Child of which one to do? Only one. Only one of Tyre. You do a Tyre of Chanukah, or do Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, Chanukah of Psumanisa. And he said Psumanisa wins when it's a child of only doing one. But Batson, the concept of Tadir applies even when it's only a child of doing one. The Taisus Rid in Sukkah Piskei Rid says no. Tadir Tashayin Tadir Tadir Kaidim. It's a din of Kadim, it's not a din in the Chiyah. Amela, it's Pashit, that you do an Aftarah of Chanukah because you only need one Aftarah. So Tadir doesn't play a role of Chal. Maisa. Oh. Okay, so that's right for the Gemara. Now, L'chayr is a pella. I skipped a drop. L'chayr is against the Gemara. Gemara Menachis, that Memtet. From a Supik. Yeah? Tzibush Einlem Tamidim Masafim. Which one? They don't have enough for the Tamid and for the Musafim. Only one for one column. Which is Adif? The carbon Tamid or carbon Musaf? Gemara says, what are we talking about? If it's talking about Tamidim the Yayime, Musafim the Yayime, right? Today, it's Shabbos. You have one carbon. Use it for Tamid or to use it for Musaf. Says the Gemara. Then, yeah, pshita, because tamid is tadir and mekudesh. The musaf is not tadir; it's only mekudesh. Ela tamid l'machar, umusafim the idna. So we're talking about you have one carbon now. Shabbos, either you can bring the musaf today or the tamid tomorrow. So do we say the tamid is adir because it's tadir, or the musaf is adir because it's mekudesh? Musaf is on Shabbos; it's mekudesh. Tadir. The Talmud is Tadir, it's not Mekodesh. That's Gemara Shai. Which is the other? Tadir or Mekodesh? So now, so what do we see? Yeah, and what is by Lipshita, Ram Paskin, this is again, we'll see again, maybe in the Hemshach. Malacha Ram says, whichever one you do. You have Tadir. One is Tadir, and one is Mekodesh. You do whatever you want. So now, question like this. According to Taisus Rid, well, what's a Shaila? What's the shayla? You have a musaf today, or tadir tamid tomorrow. Tamid is tadir. Musaf is mekudesh. But here's the only shayla. You have only one carbon. To use it today or tomorrow. According to Isis Reed, when the shayla only have one, which one to do? Tadir doesn't play a role. That's why we read, there's no shayla to read the musaf, the haftar of Rosh Chodesh. Because when it comes to only doing one, we don't go with Tadid. Tadid is Din of Kadima, not a Din of Dechia. So Mela said, what's the Shaila of the Musaf today and Tamid tomorrow? About the Musaf today is Adir. It's Mekodesh. I Tadir. Tadir doesn't exist because it's only going to get to bring only wing one carbon.
But if you're able to do a mitzvah, you don't say, I could do a mitzvah tomorrow instead, so I'll do the mitzvah tomorrow instead.
Mitzvah Yoch HaPach Mitzana? Okay, so Maybe Tadir overrides that. You have to question. Gemara doesn't bring that in. Gemara is not down there. Good question. I'm not sure why. Okay, so that's Mechaikis, Taisus, and Taisus Rid. Whether or not does Din of Tadir apply when it's Shaila just one, which one to do? Does Din of Tadir apply now? Another Shaila, which is maybe related, and that's like this. Let's say if you're going to do the Tadir, yeah. So, then that's going to cause the Einai Tadir to become Bata. For example, yeah, the din is that Kriyashma comes before Kiddush Levana, right? Kriyashma is Tadir, Kiddush Levana is not Tadir. Let's say it's the last day, the last time you could say Kiddush Levana, yeah? So now, if you're going to say Krishna first, you're not able to say Kiddush Levana. According to the Tanakh, you know exact whatever it is. Yeah? If you say Krishna, you're not able to say Kiddush Levana. Yeah? So Zaptanai to be Yehuda. Yeah? Then, we do, even though Krishna is taught there, but if Aidei is saying Krishna, it's Krishna you can say later. Krishna you can say later. So Tadir Elmai, Krishna, you want to say Krishna first, Seder. That's all, but if I can say Krishna later, and I'm not going to be able to do Kiddush Levana later, then Zotner Yehuda, Chagam, you don't say Tadir Kaidim. Because this way you can do both. If you do the non Tadir first, you do Kiddush Levana first, you say Krishna afterwards. If you say Krishna first, you're not going to be able to do Kiddush Levana. Now, there's a Magen Avraham that says, let's say it's a couple minutes before Shkia on Shabbos. Yeah? You didn't have Musaf yet. You have Mincha Musaf. Why is it a few minutes before Shabbos you didn't have Musaf? maybe on a Shabbaton or something. I don't know that, you know, he slept through a place, you know, Billy Donovan chocolate. I don't know. You find that katinsa. Yeah? We're kids, the guy, it's 10 minutes before Shkia, and he's shy of Musaf or Mincha. Yeah? If he davens Musaf, right, he won't be able to daven Mincha. If he davens Mincha, he won't be able to daven Musaf. But, oh, very good. If he davens Musaf, so now he's in Oinus on Mincha. So maybe he can have the Shlomer on the Mincha. But if he davens Mincha, he can't have the Shlomer on the Musaf. What? Let's say he thought. Let's say that it was Einus, and he told someone to wake him up. They didn't wake him up, and now it's time for Mashgiah.
Right. So now I get down Mincha.
No. Oh, he's saying he's not going to get down Mincha. Yeah. No. But the shail is though. But if the din is that. But if he davens Musaf, he'll be able to have Tashlumin. So then, if Allah is, he should have Musaf, then he's not going to eat. So that's the Magen Avraham says. That's the Magen Avraham says. He should have Musaf. It's because Mincha has Tashlumin. So you see, I'm Mincha's Tadir. So you see, but we're not going to say Tadir. If I date a Tadir, you're not going to do the other one. If you don't go to Tadir, you're going to do both. Okay? Now, the Shagas Aryeh is not a Shah like this. Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov is Chal B'Shabbos. Okay? Yeah? You have to say Yal V'Yavoy and Ritzei. Okay? Yeah? Okay. Agreed. Now, in Berchus he's benching, and he starts saying Yal V'Yavoy before Ritzei. Yeah? Starts saying Yal V'Yavoy. Could easily happen, yeah? Now, what does he do? Is he mafsik in the middle of Yal V'Yavoy? Because what's the law? He says Ritzei first. Why Ritzei first? Tov V'Shein Tov V'Tov V'Kaidin. So this guy, he's in the middle of Yal V'Yavoy. Also, he reminds himself, oh, Shabbos also. Yeah. What does he do? Zot V'Shagas Aryeh. Yeah. That he has to stop in the middle because of Tov. There, stop in the middle. Yeah. And he says, therefore, you have to stop in the middle and say Shabbos, say Ritzei, and then go back to Yal V'Yavoy. The Shabbos Shuvah's Dir Makil argues. It means the Rabbi Gemara and Zvachim. The Gemara is like this. It was Kodam v'shochat l'sh'enei Tadir. The sugya, the parak said over there, right? Tadir sh'enei Tadir. Kodam, lochez, we said, right? Musaf of Shabbos is before Musaf of Yom Tov, right? Why? Because Tadir sh'enei Tadir Kodam. Let's say you shechted the Einei Tadir, right? You made a mistake. You shechted the Musaf of Yom Tov before Musaf of Shabbos. You shechted it already. So what do? So you zerg the dam. You zerg the dam of the non-Tadir. Now you have an option of giving it to someone to, like Mar Numa, that they would, you know, they would watch go mix it so it shouldn't congeal. You be able to do it afterwards. Right? We had the word by Kohen Gadol, right? Kohen Gadol, over there by the Kohen Gadol has all the body. Someone else finishes, right? That also good. Anyway, Agbanim. Sorry, yeah. Chavakapanim, b'diavad, you shecht it, you have to do zrika now. Yeah? It's mashma. Says the Malkiel. If you started an Eni Tadir, then you finish. So, mail by Yal Yavi also. You started Yal Yavi. You finish Yal Yavi, and then you go to Ritzei. Sub the Shagasari. That's not a right. Why? Over there, it's not because you started. Rather, because over there it's called that the gizmah. Yeah, it was once you shechted the carbon, so now the time of the carbon is the time of the zrika is now. Now is the time of the zrika. You shechted it. Now is the ikar zman of the zrika. So once it's the ikar zman, memela, that's why you continue with the zrika. Not because b'diavad, because you started. The other carbon, it's not Sman's yet. You didn't check it yet. But once you started, Shad is that now became the Zman of Izrika. It's not yet the zman of a krav of the other carbon. The zman of the zrika of this carbon, mele goes first, but not because you started. Yeah. So now, so first, the Makil says that. I mean, it's a gizman. It's upon the mountain with the musaf, right? So you shechted this one. Now is the time, right? Well, because you shechted now the time of zrika, but the time of krav of the carbon. Furthermore, he says, and this is an unbelievable kasha, because the Gemara in Menachos, we mentioned before, that Musaf and Talmud, which is more important? Meaning, the Musaf of today and Shabbos, or the Talmud tomorrow? Which one? We say, Tadrim or Mukdashim, right? Musaf is Mukudish, Talmud is Tadr, which one do you do? That's Gemara Sof, Gabay Lev Shita. Prep that the Remakil, a gorgeous kasha in the Shagas Aryeh. According to the Shagas Aryeh, it is a svara of a Giyaz man. Yeah? A Giyaz man overrides Tadr. What does Shagas Aryeh say? When I shechted one of them, the non-Tadr there, since now it's time for the Zrika, okay, but we don't look at Tadr anymore, because now's the time. No, you have Musaf today and Tadr tomorrow. Which is time? Whose time came? The Musaf. The Talmud is tomorrow. Yeah? And still the Gemara is Musafik, Tadr, or Mekudesh. So you see, the svar of a Giyaz man is not a svar b'cha. Mine is a gorgeous raya. It's a little hell in Shagas Aryeh. What?
A Giyaz man only once you did the Shkita?
Say it, but the Gabe the Tamid tomorrow, it's a more Giyaz man to bring the Musaf, right? That's the Gabe the Zrika, but it's a Gaz man, it's a Giyaz man. The chef, the Giyaz man, today is his man of the Muslim. So that's the Dimakil's kasha. Again. Oh, so Elamai, what's the pshat over there when you shechted? Yeah, what's the pshat once you shechted? Rashi says, once you shechted it, and you leave the blood over there, and you're not zerg your dam. It's a zilzul. It's a bizarre for that carbon. You started doing the carbon. You started doing ice and carbon. All of a sudden, you mill ice this carbon, and you walk away and start doing the other carbon. That's a zilzul of the carbon. So, Meil, if that's true, if that's as far over there, so Meil, Chor Wadin, Vyal Vyavai. You mill Vyal Vyavai. So, Meil, it's a bizarre. If the carbon has feelings, then the Yal Vyavos has feelings. So Mela, he argues with Shagas Aryeh and says, you can finish. Now, L'chayra, there's a raya to Shagas Aryeh from the Rambam. The Rambam says, there's Chodesh Tevis, Shechal B'Shabbos. Yeah? What do we say? What's it then? What does it say that Kriya? Rosh Chodesh Tevis Chal B'Shabbos. What does it say to the Kriya? First, Shabbos. Then Chanukah. Okay? Now, like this. Oh, what happens if you started reading Chanukah? Yeah? It's three sefer Torah, Valdam, a mistake. They took the Chanukah one instead of the Rosh Chodesh one. They started reading Chanukah. What do? You continue, or do you close it up or gail, whatever it is, and do Rosh Chodesh? Says the Rama, Tav Reish Pei Dalet Gimel Tarpad Gimel. If you started reading Chanukah, the Rama, you mafsik the Chanukah and go to Rosh Chodesh. Chiddush. What? You repeat the bracha.
Maybe that's only once you're already in the park, once you already did Shabbos.
What do you mean?
Say that.
I'm saying, but Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh is Tadir.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying if you do Chanukah first before anything, maybe it's in then.
Or Polshke. Polshke. Now, the Makar of the Ramaz is Abu Draham. Yeah? He says, Yesh Yul Datenu, it's one legal hafsik, because He brings a Gemara, yeah, which Ma'is doesn't exist, and Taz takes him to task for that. And Taz writes that he had a correspondence with someone that said a whole Pshandis Gemara. Yeah, and Taz says, hello, Lotsh Gemara. You know, Abraham is a Gemara, so this guy trusted Abraham. My Lotsh Gemara. Yeah. Anyway.
AI.
That Abraham used AI. Huh? The Gemara is not Gemara like this. What does the Gemara say? He calls the Gemara, yeah? Call a mitzvahis ma'akvahis. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, I feel a hikim tefillah shal roish and tefillah shal yad. I'm only have an answer to the Sabra Kane. Yeah? So call mitzvah ma'akvahis, yeah? And if you put tefillah shal roish before tefillah shal yad, you have to take off the tefillah shal roish and then put on tefillah shal yad. Yeah? So you see, mitani ma'akvahis, mashu shemenicham, kein lo yatsa, but tzarech lenicham kasey di mitzvahsan. The Abraham says, just like over there we see, the Seder put on tefillin's what? First shal yad, then shal roish. He did the opposite, you have to do it all over again. That's what goes from this Gemara. So may Lord then, the guy be the Seder to Kriya. You see, the Seder is makif. And if you do it wrong, you have to go and start over again. That is not Abraham's right. Not the Taz. I'm Tamel Abraham, half of a fellow. Yeah? This Gemara says, Lin Tefillin, is no Gemara. Adrav says, before the base guy said, that in Paga Bisharosh Tchila, right? This is sometimes in the Gea, right? Some of them say you take out your Sharosh out of the tefillin bag. That's what do you do? Right? So if it's Taos and tefillin, yeah, this, people don't, I think most people don't realize this. If it's Taos and tefillin, yeah, if you take out the tefillin before the Taos, you put on the tefillin before the Taos. Looks a little funny, yeah? But Maisa, it could go over Bias, I don't know. But Maisa, you put on the film before the talis. Yeah? Em Avinal Mitzvahs. Right? Em Avinal Mitzvahs. But if it's film Shayan, film Shayroish, there is Makkah. There's Ikalacha, and therefore, you're Mavral Mitzvahs in order to put on the Yeshayad first. What? That's a passage of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? Is that Rashid Sabin? Now, yeah? Oh, it's all good. Yeah? Now, says the Taz, Mashma. What does he say? Poga. If you poga the shorosh first, you put on the shoyan. But it doesn't say that if you put on the shorosh first, you have to take it off and start again from the beginning. Tefangon fenomtan. That doesn't say. Tefangon fenomtan. Or hey, one fenon hey. Anyway, and which head he went. So that's the Taz Raya against. You know, you tell me it's a Gemara. Vesayis is the fairest not like that. So obviously there's no Gemara, yeah? Now, yeah, because the word Vesayis is to say, if you pog up the Shalroish, then you leave it and put it on the Shalyad. But if you put on the Shalroish, it's Mashma, you don't go back to the Shalyad. You don't take up the Shalroish and put back the Shalyad. Put out the Shalroish first, then you put it back and take up the Shalyad. That's what Vesayis says. Yeah. But Mashma, if you put on the Shalroish, it doesn't say you take it off and do it again. That's the Taz Dig in Vesayis. Now, so Meila, he says, and that's a passage in Shulchan Aruch, in Pog B'Shal Roish Tchila, Tzorech L'Ham B'Shal Al Oysa Mitzvah, B'Nir Shal Yad Tchila. Yeah? Oh, so why did he say the bigger Chiddush? Didn't he put it on and take it off? So the Taz, you see Vesayis, you see Shulchan, not like that. Say it, the Ram Krog in Shulchan Aruch, L'Maisa, there's no Gemara. So Meili says like this, because he says, Teretz says, because Tav D'Kaidim is not Ma'akev. Tav D'Kaidim is not Ma'akev. Right? Oh, says the Taz, I maybe want to tell me, then Sima Kuf Ches. Yeah? What's Sima Kuf Ches? That's woman. Yeah? That's Sima that I think people around here should have to learn well. Especially the part that says that if you're a Pesheya, there's no Tashlum. That part, that there's a Chafetz Chaim. Okay? Ainis b'machem. You thought you had time and you didn't. Okay, that's a shaila. You thought, you know, if you thought you'd wake up, you know, that's that called that you thought you woke. You thought you'd wake up. You know, if you're, you know, your history has shown. Okay, whatever.
Is it
talk about a different time. What?
Is it sleeping in
ayinus? Sleeping in ayinus. You mean went to sleep without setting an alarm, you mean? Do you want to know? Sleeping without setting an alarm that night. Okay. We'll leave that for now. So, the law is a guy forgot mincha on Shabbos. Okay? Case before. Okay? He got Musa right mincha. He left mincha tishlam. So Shabbos. He has gotten dush menesheret. Which one did he say Abdullah in?
First one.
Because Tashlum is the second one. Let's say you said Abdullah in the second one, not in the first one.
You don't say them both.
No. Now you know. Let's say you said Abdullah in the second one, not in the first one. Then Rishon El Osalai. And you have to have it again, a third time. While the Tefillah's Chayv has to come first. The Tefillah's Chayv has to come first. It's Mashma. It's Makim. Because, fine, so I said Abdullah the second one. Say, I said the Tashlumin first, and then I said Abdullah the second one. Well, the fact that I said Abdullah shows either I'm an Amoritz, or it shows that I meant to do the Ikkah one second, right? So we say that he has to have the third Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Now, then if he ate before Abdullah afterwards, he has to have the fourth Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Yeah. It was if he, no, I'm sorry, if he forgot, I'm sorry, right? If he forgot at the tunnel, yeah, it's not Makim. If he forgot, then he ate, he has to have it again.
That's
crazy. Okay. If he forgot twice, if he's double Shemazel, then that's it. You know, you're toast. You know, you got to have it again. Anyway, I'm upon him. We see that what? That what's Makim? Damn the one first. So, why do you have to damn the one first? Right? Someone said, Luvush says because it's Tadi. Yeah? Luvush says because it's Tadi. Tadi should have done that. But it says it has, but Tadi's not Makim. So Taz says, well, what's the reason? The reason is, yeah? Sorry. Oh, so yeah. There we see that if you didn't do the right Seder, it's Makim. Post down the equal first, right? You didn't? You have to go back. He said, after Chantanun in the second feeling, you have to go back. So, how you see, if you do things out of order, it's Ma'akiv. Says it has, no. Because over there, this special halacha. Because there's Chaviv and Mitzvah Vashaytai. And because the Zman now is a Daven Meirit. Yeah? And we see Chaviv and Mitzvah Vashaytai is very important. The Gemara says that the Eivarim of the Karbanos and Shabbos, yeah, that you could bring the Eivarim all night, right? So why do we do it on Shabbos? Well, Mechal Shabbos, do the Eivarim, you can do it afterwards. Elamai says the Gemara, Chatif Mitzvah Shaitai, Chatif Mitzvah Shaitai, if you do it in the right time, you do things in the right time, that's very, very important, yeah? Say Krishna in the right time, feel in the right time, supposed to do things, yeah, say, you know, Yesh Say the Mishnah, you have to do things at the right time is Derech HaShabbos. Yeah. Now, Mela, that's why you have to daven the Ikkah Tefillah first. And that's Ma'akev. But Stam Tadir. But Stam Tadir. Yeah? Stam Tadir. That is not Ma'akev. And Mela, you would not have, you would Mary's cash on Abu Jahab. Now, you know, he said, again, it's no Gemara. Yeah, and we see from the Makkah, the Beisari brings down Abu Jahab, Agabe, the Sefer Torah. He started laying Hanukkah before Shchaydish, he had to put it back. And that Taz says, the Torah is no Gemara. And Adraba, what? Adraba by tefillin, we see not like that. Who? Yag is what Gemara?
Zermo.
Yag is in Zermo, yeah. Okay. So that's a machlaikis, lalacha, I'm not sure what Mishra says, but upon him, Zermo, okay. Nezer has been wrote, my Zermo passes, you take it out, I love Ram. The Taz says, Lachaira doesn't stem with what he writes by Philip. Another Nakuda that Shagzari says, what's the Lachaikis? Okay. In Sfiris Aimer, it's in this man in Sfiris Aimer. Yeah? And so shy like this. Krishma, sorry. So you have Krishma. Let's say you ate, yeah? You ate, you saw it before the night, whatever. You have the bench. So you have in front of you, Birchas HaMazon, Sfiris HaOmer, and Krishna. By the time you finish eating, it's ready. Say Zechavim, what do you do first? So the Chayra, you might say, which is Odev, Birchas HaMazon or Krishna? So Krishma is only twice a day. Birchas HaMazon, the guy's a professor, he can eat a couple times a day. Or you might say, Birchas HaMazon is Tadim. Elmai, everyone understands that, but you don't have to eat. Krishma you have to say, twice a day. So Me'elo Krishma is Adiv because... Shaita is both of them. It's both shaita. There's no more. What? Oh, there you go. One second. Yeah. Oh, now. Fine. This rhyme in Gemara might cause matzah. In other words, the birchas matzah is matzah. It's not tadir. It means rhyme in Gemara. There's between matzah and tadir. Right? A guy can eat, three times a day. He washes. It's matzah, but it's not tadir. Tadir means when zechi. Okay, so the Birchas HaMazon is matzah, it's not tav. Fine. Means you're out of the Gemara. Now, what about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you have to eat three meals. Right? So, Me'ela, Chayr on Shabbos, Birchas HaMazon is, the Birchas HaMazon of Shabbos is more tadir than Krishma. Kol Shkin Sfiris HaOmer. Yeah, so Chayr will be not me, so on Shabbos, but you have to bench first because it's tadir.
Isn't it the same amount?
What?
Isn't it the same amount?
Why?
You say Krishna three times and... You
say Krishna twice.
Yeah, but also the night before. You only have two meals on Shabbos day.
Shabbos we have three meals.
Yeah, but the first meal is Friday night.
Hello. Do the math.
Man, you take
Krishna. If Shabbos starts by night and finish by day, so you have three meals.
And three Krishna.
No, you don't. You have two. The Krishna Mitzvah Shabbos, not on Shabbos.
Okay, but it was Chol. It was the time came.
No, it wasn't. What?
We're talking about
no, but Shabbos. But Krishna. I don't say what. Krishna.
The question arises. Krishna.
Krishna is a chiyuv twice a day. Birchas HaMazon of Shabbos is three. That's all. Just because it's the time now for Krishma of Meir the next day, so what? But Krishma, by definition, is twice a day. Question: we look at Tadir, which is more Tadir? Krishma is twice a day. Birchas HaMazon of Shabbos is three times. Now, so if he's there on Shabbos, Dr. Shagas Hayyad, and Chanami, Birchas HaMazon is first. Now, second. Okay, let's move on. Now, the Radvaz was asked, you have a Shaila Mila and Mikra Megillah. Yeah? Which is other? Huh? The Shaila, what do we say that is which is more tough? Mila or Mikra Megillah? What? Mila. Says Radvaz, the Shoel said, Mechav to the Shoel, Mila's Tadr. Says Radvaz, what do you mean? Mikra Megillah's Tadr.
What?
Just
do it every day, I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Megillah, you only got one day to do it.
And Mila Bezman is also today. What
you
mean? It's not a question of being one or the other. Which one do you do first? Yeah, Bris Mila, you do it before Mikra Megillah, after Mikra Megillah. Tadr Shein, Tadr, Tadr Kayin. Which is Tadr? Mikra Megillah or Mila? The Shoel said Mila. The Baz says Mikra Megillah. Why? Mikra Megillah is twice a year. Yeah? Unless you go to Bnei Brak, four times, whatever. But Mikra Megillah is... Do you mean Mikra Megillah twice?
Are you familiar? Once a year for this.
Mila... Mila is not Mukhrach that you'll ever have Bris Mila. The guy he has a baby, yeah? Mila is Tadir? Who said? A person go through his whole life and never do Bris Mila. So when we look at Tadir, we look at the Vel or we look at him? So says the Radvaz, Mila, Mikra Megillah is once a year. Mila, maybe they have Mechayev at all. Furthermore, he says that the Shaila Pesume Nisa, it's Medrash, and Mikra Megillah, if he doesn't make Mila first, maybe people won't come. Kitzer, they also said Mikra Megillah is a part of davening, so you mask with the Kriyas HaTaira, and Miyan and the Ayma. Not sure what that far is exactly. Mashiach Mismila. It also says Megillah is Mr. Rabim. You should be Makdim. There's a whole bunch of Svaralach. Why do you Makdim Megillah? Also, he says, the Ain Ani, Mekplim Mikra Megillah. Tameila, you should be Makdim Mikra Megillah. Oh, the Stechem is Tameh under Atas. This day he says that Mila is not Tadir because maybe you're never going to have it. He says that it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. Perish the Gemara. And Zvachim Sadi Aleph, everything comes down to Zvachim Sadi Aleph. The Gemara is like this. Oiz is the Pesach, she'ein ay tadir. Le'oiz is Hamila, she tadiru. The Gemara says, my tadiru, tadiru mitzvahs. Oh, Gemara is a shayla. Ibai is saying, Mila l'gavi Pesach, yeah? Ki tadir dami. Gemara says it there. These are the words of the Gemara. Mila, we have shayla, Mila or Pesach? Karm Pesach. Or Mila? Which one's Tadir? Says the Gemara, Mila Gai Pesach is Tadir. Yeah? What do you mean? Pesach, you chayiv once a year. According to Radvaz, Mila, you may never be Mechayiv. Yeah? So what's this? Why are we saying that Mila is Tadir over Pesach? Elamai we see, you don't look daft on him. Generally speaking, there are, Baruch Hashem, many Jewish boys that are born all the time, and there are more Jewish boys that are born. There are more meals happening than there are Karm Pesach and Mikra Megillah. But Mikra Megillah is once a year, Pesach is once a year. Mila every day is meals.
It goes by every shul.
Huh?
So every shul also does Megillah twice.
So if it's an old age home, then and after Mila. Anyway, the Chayyim is saying, you look at the belt. So, yeah. Now I like this. Zushalmi, fast forward a little bit. Zushalmi is like this. Fager brings it down, Simon Tess. Name is Shuvu Fager. Very important Shuvu. He's not a lot of things. We'll see in a minute. Tefillin and mezuzah. Yeah? Here's every tefillin and mezuzah. Which one's kadim? Meaning, yeah? Which is other? Tefillin or mezuzah? Shmuel says mezuzah. Avuna says tefillin. What's far Shmuel? Because Shmuel says mezuzah. Because mezuzah is not here, also in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mashen came. Tefillin is not again Shabbos Yom Tov. What's the svara of Huna? What?
It's a mitzvah every time.
What?
It's a mitzvah of mezuzah. Mitzvah of the rule.
every second you're mekayim mitzvah mezuzah. If you have mezuzah. Okay? Right now I'm mekayim mitzvah mezuzah for my mezuzah in Aron.
Passion.
No, what? What do you mean? What's that thing?
You say you have
a chiyuv
even on Shabbos.
No, Zakim on Shabbos. You might have a tech. You might have a technical problem.
We're talking about
the No. We're saying the mitzvah is more chashuv because it's negayim on Shabbos. Okay. Yeah. It could be the Shalom is even talking about the guy, but if you only have money for one. I'm not even sure the Shalom is talking about it. Like the bottom, what does it say? Yeah, again, so Shmuel says mezuzah is adif, why? Because it's not a Shabbos. Ravuna says mezuzah is adif, Ravuna says tefillin is adif, because Shmuel says mezuzah is adif, because it's not a Shabbos. Ravuna says tefillin is adif, why? Because even people, the farsha yam, the halachim with baris, so even though they don't have a house, they're mekayim, they have a chiyuv tefillin and no chiyuv of mezuzah. Yeah. Okay. Now the Rabbi Zraya gabe that the tefillin is more kaddish. Now, so when Shmuel says mezuzah is kaidim because it's noyeg even on Shabbos, we're fair to understand the pshat is because it's tadir. So in other words, even though mezuzah is adif over tefillin because it's tadir. Now you give the Shabbos. Tefillin is a chiyuv gemurah. Mezuzah is only to have a house. No absolute chiyuv, no chiyuv to buy a house to be able to put on mezuzah. Tefillin, you have to put on tefillin no matter what. So, Mela, what do you see? That still it's called tadir. Still, mezuzah is called tadir, even though there's no absolute chiyuv. So, in other words, well, what do their advice say? And Mikra Megillah and Mila, because Mila, it's telling the other kids that it's not called Tavit. Yeah? What do we see from here? In the Macraig we see, it's called Tadir. Mila, mezuzah is called Tadir, you know it's not an absolute chiyuv. You might never put a, you might not ever put a mezuzah in your house. Maybe you're red, maybe you might never put a mezuzah in your house. Oh. So Mela, Tav. So Chayiv, maybe you see, also not like the Red Pass. Now, okay, it could be best book, it could be Shmuel August, okay. Now, Shemzeshin says like this, he was done the same child as the Red Pass. Mikra Megillah or Mila? So he says that you do Mila first. Monois will after Megillah. Even though there was one of the guys who said you do the Mila before. Yeah. Just like the Azrua said the Rosh Hashanah, you do Mila between Kriyas Torah and Kriyas Shofar. Right? Rosh Hashanah, if there's a Mila, they also say that they do before Kriyas Shofar. And also I think that they do the Metzitza, they put the blood into the shofar. It should be a schos, the schos of Mila, it should be Yashkol. I know I had a nephew that he had a baby, he had a bris, the bris was on Rosh Hashanah. So he's also late, but he got an aliyah in the name is Medrash on Rosh Hashanah Lakewood, yeah. He said, I'm break, you know, Coca-Cola, you know. He got an aliyah because they wanted to do the bris. To have this chusel, the bismila, with the shayfer, so the punky man. You got the. So, anyway, I think actually my father was there. So, Makil asked, my father worked for like, he lived in my barn. So, Makil asked him, when was the last time you were here for Rosh Hashanah? So, my father said, in 1948. You know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. So even though Azura said you do meal before Kiyas Shofar, so he says that because there he says there's a different halacha. He says Bris Avraham, the Kedis Yitzchak. We voice with Hashem Shemayim, the Bris Avram, the Kedesh Yitzchak. You see, the Bris Avram comes before Kedesh Yitzchak. That's why our Shana will do Bris Mila before Shaifer. Shaifer is the Kedah. Bris is Avram. So Avram, we do Bris Avram before Kedesh Yitzchak. Hashem can marry Mikra Megillah. And Mila, you don't have that. That's the Truma Siddash. Now, okay, let's just end off with this. Shall I like this? Tadir or Tfilah B'Tzibur? Yeah? Come to shul, and they're up to, you know, Shabbos morning, and they're up to Musaf. Again, how that happened? Kasha. Yeah? Come to shul. Kasha, why are they only up to Musaf? That's Kasha, right? Come to shul, they're up to Musaf, and you didn't dive in chakras yet. Okay? So what do? You dive in Musaf with them. You want to make Tfilah B'Tzibur? You're a holy Jew, you want to make Tfilah B'Tzibur. Yeah? Or, but then, you know, then, your Dhamma Chakras repeat this. Or, but then, you're going to Dhamma Musaf before Chakras. Supposed to Dhamma Chakras, then Musaf. Chakras is Tadir. Chakras, what?
You
can't be able to do that.
No.
What? I said, Rashi, Dhamma Chakras, Dhamma
Musaf? Yeah.
First of all, that's a whole big shahada by itself. We don't have time for that now. I mean, I have time for it, but I don't have time for that right now. Maybe a different time. Maybe a different time. The whole discussion, I don't want to go into that right now. But anyway, it could be he has to say Birkas Krishma, and he can't just stand and sit there. They're about to start Shemana Esrei, Musa. He needs Gula Tefillah. He has to say Birkas Krishma. So the shahada is Musa going out of order, but to get to with Tzibur. Or Tadir. Yeah? So, Zog B'Zchel Chana. That since Tefillah is connected to Midim Tiknum, so Meila, the Tamish Al Shachar, was brought first. He had to be in Tamish Shachar first. So Meila, maybe you're not allowed to daven in Musa before Shachar, just like by the Tamid. Then he said, it's not Makiv. Right? If you brought a carbon before the Tamid, the Tumen has come first. Yeah. Allah Hashem called the Marus Kuloi, Maradrat Darshans, Allah Hashem. Yet all the Kabbalists have to come after the Tumen Shal Shachar. But it's not Makkah. So maybe you should do Musa first. Because. Oh, so he says like this. Says that Tfil B'Tzibur is Makudish. Tadir Mekodesh, we said the Gemara is Mesopet. Musa today, Tama tomorrow, Gemara is Mesopet. By the way, if it's the Ram Paskin, whichever one you want. So they all say, if he says, you can do whichever one you want. Now, this that he names on, that's called Des Mekodesh, right? He means a Raya, because you have to go Dalad Mill to Tfilah B'Tzibur. Yeah, in front of you. Yeah? If you're on a road trip, and you're on your road, 72 minutes ahead of you is the minion. You have to wait till you get there. Or if you're not driving, you have to drive 18 minutes for Tfilah B'Tzibur. Yeah? You're somewhere in some house, somewhere Chayes Fas, and 8 minutes away is a minion. No excuse. Important piece of information, maybe to know before minutes matter. One second. What? If you're going in that direction, then it's 72 minutes. Now. One second. The Meila, Mutter, make an error for that. Master Shekel says, we means arrive from the Blas was Meshachar Abdoi, Fatil B'Tzibur. Right? Mar Gitna, Mar Babasra. Yeah? Oh, but El Chayra, so you see that the importance of Fatil B'Tzibur. I don't know why they necessarily make some Kuddish. It's a Toshiv, but I don't want to make some Kuddish. Musaf is Kaddish because it's on Shabbos. Why is that make Kaddish? Besides, the Raya from Rabbah Zachar is not a Raya. Why? Because the famous Ramban says, what's the get of Leilam Tavaydu? You know, for your Rebbe. It's like Leisachonim. You know, I'll give a guy a present. You know, I'll say nice things about a guy. You know, I'll say he's a good ball player, Bahulu, right? It's the Raisa. Yeah. So Mela, Leilam and Tzarei is the same thing, but Ben Evan. So mail, if you're doing it for your own purposes, like you give your mailman a bottle of schnapps on New Year's, you shouldn't throw the mail in the snow. So mail, so too, why am I freeing the Evan for minion? So move myself, not for him. Now, that's a chiddush of Yitzchak Hanan. That's called Mekodesh. Amaisa, it's not so pashit. Others are arguing him. Shaz Tshuva Shvili David says Yishimakim Shachris Tadar is Til Betzib is a Maila, but it's not Mekodesh, and therefore Tadar Shain Tadar Tadar Tadar.